Hello everyone, I'm Chris Rothy and I'm a Game Development Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I'd like to show you how you can use the Kinect for Windows, V2 and Unity in order to do some do-it-yourself motion capturing. All you need is, like I said, the Kinect and also Unity. I'm using Unity 5, as well as an asset or a plugin called Cinema MoCap. I'm also going to use a 3D model that I got from Unity itself. So it's part of the standard assets that you can just import. It's the Ethan model without any textures though. So that should be sufficient for now. Okay, so first things first. If you get a new model, then you need to have a look at the settings. In Ethan's case, it comes with the rig animation type setting humanoid right from the beginning, but very often they're set to generic. So that's why I changed it. To show you, click on the drop down and then you select humanoid, and to confirm that change, you click on apply. And that should be it. So let's go to the asset store by clicking window and asset store, and let's search for Cinema MoCap. I have already purchased the plugin, but like I said, it's not overly expensive and thus might be worth a try. So like I said, I already purchased it, so all I need to do is I need to import it and click import again in order to get the plugin to work. Once it's done, I can close the asset store window and open the Cinema MoCap tool. So let's close the asset store. I've got what I needed. And let's click on Window, Cinema Suite, Cinema MoCap and Cinema MoCap again to start the tool that opens in a new pop-up window. The window has four parts. In the top left part, you can select the device. So instead of Kinect 1, I want to use Kinect 2. Then I'm going to click on the off button in order to start the Kinect. But let's turn it off for a moment so I can explain the other windows to you. Then in the bottom left corner, you can select the file name. So let's change animation to wave. Confirm by hitting return. And you can change the transformation type. So you could select to record transroj lock, that's essentially data for the transform component, or you could record matrix data, which allows you to edit the animation file in external tools later on as well. You can select start delay between 0 and 10 seconds. I usually choose 3. And you can select a preview character. Now I have changed my camera settings from minus 10 on the position Z value and also the rotation value to 180, so it actually faces the character. Originally the position was Z minus 10 and rotation was 0. Now I can click on the off button again, get up, and position myself in front of the Kinect. And you can see that there are some green buttons or circles that are covering me. This is essentially Cinema MoCap showing that it's tracking the joints. And green buttons mean that it can see the joint. If I move a bit closer, then you can see some of the joints turning red, and that means that the Kinect can't really see them. And you can see in the preview that those joints become a bit jittery. And the better it can see me, the clearer and smoother the movements get. So let's hit record. 3 second delay, and let's record a wave. That's it. Let's hit stop. And let's turn off the plugin. So now we can have a look at the animation file. So if you go to the project viewer and navigate to Cinema Suite, Cinema MoCap and Animations, then you will see the animation file, and in the tab rig you will need to change the animation type again. So change it to humanoid, click apply, and then you can essentially apply it to Ethan. So let's import him. Ethan is a model. And now he was an FBX file. And now I've imported him into my scene. And now I would like to apply the animation to that model. So, but first he needs an animator controller. So let's create that by right-clicking into the project viewer, create, and then animator controller. And let's just drag and drop this onto the model. And then it gets applied correctly to the animator. In order to edit it, you just need to double click it, which opens the animator. And in that animator window, you right click into the field, click on create state, and click on empty. Here, essentially, and right now this is set as a default state, here you can select the motion. So let's select the one that I actually just created, so it's called Wave. The others are imported automatically when I imported Ethan. So close that, you can see it's assigned, and let's start the project. And you can see Ethan waves at me. Isn't that cool? It's actually super simple. And you can use that very easily to record some cool recordings. However, as you can see, Ethan looks very weird right now, and that is because I still have the entire animation recording in use. And if we look at that, you can see an interesting little detail. So click on the tab Animations, scroll down a bit, and you'll see, there are some red and orange lights. That's weird. That feels like a warning. And you can see a timeline. Now the thing is, you can select the animation data that you really want to use, and you can essentially exclude other animation data. So let's start a bit later, maybe here, and let's finish a bit earlier. So like here. And then you can see, you can see where the loop matches best. So you can see those little curves, and you can also see all the lights to turn green. And if I start now, I need to apply the changes. If I start now, then it will start with the animation right away with a wave, and you won't get the weird leaning over in the end. That is really helpful, because otherwise it would make it a bit difficult to actually edit the animation files and always having to edit it in external tools. Yeah. Like I said, this is how you can very easily record simple movements. Don't try to record somersaults, because not all the joints would be tracked properly and everything. But for everything like walking, waving, or just standing around, or simple movements, that's more than perfect. And this gives a nice little individual touch to your own little game. Just imagine having your personality in that game. Wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, please show me some results that you've done. I'm very curious to see how you implement those animations, your own movements, into your games. And if you want to, then do follow me on Twitter or Facebook. And I would very much like to see some of the results you've created. Bye!